right, let's see here. Greg's back in the rotate. Yeah, it's, I don't know. I've never really put it to test on DXing or contesting or anything like that, but, you know, the 705 can, you know, serves as a spotting receiver, or, you know, if I want to split, I can use it for the split. And, you know, there is a sacrifice, though. You sacrifice 3 dB, in the PTRX. Not that it really matters, but it's pretty slick. And it's nice being able to feed that, you know, whatever antenna I'm using for my main rig, nice to be able to feed it off to anything, really. I was feeding it to an SDR, and the SDR was allowing me to do total computer control, you know, in conjunction with, like, Ham Radio Deluxe. And that was the PTRX. That's the real reason I bought it. And so the PTRX feeds the SDR. The SDR, is set up to control the 7300. And then that was up on the screen. It's a really slick setup. So we'll send it over to Dakota, and then Dakota to Rick, and then back to Greg. Starbucks.
Hey, DBF. I need to mature my HF setup. It's pretty sad at the moment. It's just a wire in the backyard and then a 705, but it'll get better today. I'm going to get that hardware from Greg, so I hope that makes it a little more gooder. But I do miss the days of just turning on the 7300 and making contacts. That was a lot of fun, but I don't really have the space on my desk, which is the frustrating part. I think when we finish the basement, that shack's going to get moved down there. Go ahead, Rick.